You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
Don't write it. We'll do it live. It's official.
What's wrong?
I'm unstable.
Yay!
Congratulations. Welcome.
It's good that you're recognizing it. That's the first step.
What's wrong?
So, first of all, we're in such a rush because we are, a lot of you guys know, are on vacation this week. So, yes, we came in early to record this in advance.
I heard our intro faster while listening to it in real time in my mind.
Because you're in such a rush.
Because I'm in such a rush. But yesterday, we got to play with puppies and...
I'm not speaking to you.
And then this, it cried.
You didn't,
I cried.
You didn't tell me about the puppies.
I am so sorry.
Whatever.
You should be upset with me, actually. I actually would not be talking to myself right now if I didn't tell you about puppies. I am so sorry. I saw they were at Light FM, and I dropped everything yesterday. I'm like, I'm going to the puppies.
Yeah. Do you know when you see a friend, a photo of your friend on social media, and they did something that you know you really wanted to do, too, and you're like, mother... My head was spinning. I saw a picture of Sam cuddling a puppy, and I was like, that's it. I'm no longer friends with Sam.
Friendship over. I tried to put one in my jacket to bring, but they caught me.
Sam, I was in the main studio. Sam was walking to the puppies, and there's a glass wall between us, and she like makes the motion for, they have puppies. And I said to Nate, our producer, I'm like, I need to go see them. He goes, you need to be back in 7 minutes. And I was like, I need to go see the puppies. He's like, fine, but if you're not back in 7 minutes, you're in a lot of trouble. And I said, suck a d-. And then I ran out. And then I ran back and I said, I apologize. That was inappropriate. And then I ran back out again.
Oh, I heard you say, I apologize. That was inappropriate.
That's when I told Nate to suck a d-.
Nice. Yep.
I can't. I was shaking. And then yesterday I was walking and saw two adult golden retrievers. And I went over to say hi to them. And I said to the owner, oh my God, they're so cute. How long have you had each of them? He goes, actually, I adopted them together. They're brother and sister. And I started crying again. That's how I know I'm unstable. Oh. And I no longer talk to the owner. I was like, you guys are related. You were saved together. You're so happy now.
I love pets that are also siblings.
I know.
Oh my God, Sam's going to start crying again. I had two cats growing up and they were siblings. And everything was working out really fine until they tried to procreate with each other.
Ooh, flowers in the attic.
Then we had to get them fixed.
Okay, can I tell you my very favorite story about sibling animals?
Yes.
Okay. So I just heard the story and it's fabulous. So there's this woman and she was looking to adopt two cats. Mm-hmm. Two cats.
Yes.
And so she goes to this shelter and they're like, we actually have a lot of our animals fostered with different homes. And so she had seen a couple cats that she liked. So they sent her to the foster home to go check them out.
Okay.
So they're two little sister cats. And she goes in and she's like hanging out with them and they're playing with each other and they're so cute and they're cuddling and playing. But there's a third who clearly is also bonded with them and it's a little boy. And she asks the foster mother, she's like, who's that one over there? And the foster mother's like, oh, that's their brother. You know, they've always been together. And she's like, oh, well, I was really only looking to get two cats. And the foster mother's like, oh, no, that's fine. You know, you just take, you take whatever you think you can handle. You take who you want.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So she's like, okay, all right, cool. So then she's playing with the two girls and they're loving each other. And then, but clearly that little boy is like, they really love that little boy too. And she's like, yeah, but I really only want two cats. So then she says to the foster mother, you know, are you sure they can be separated? Because I really just want two. And the foster mother's like, yeah, no, that's fine. You just take what you can, what you want to take. So she's playing with him, and then she really is like that third though, and she asks the foster mother, "What's the third cat's name?" And the foster mother goes, "Tiny Tim."
Oh, and she's like, oh my God!
So now she has three cats.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know what? That foster mother may have just named that cat on the spot.
I know. I guarantee that cat's name was like Fred.
Yeah.
I can't.
if you leave a tiny little, cute little tiny Tim boy cat.
Brother. Oh, he was their brother and everything.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad now she has three cats.
She has three cats.
That's hilarious.
That woman is a marketing genius.
That's so great. I hope she paused, too, for a beat beforehand. Yeah.
Tiny Tim. Single tear rolls down her cheek.
And puts her hands together and holds them in front of her heart. Tiny Tim.
It would be even better if, like, he had a tiny little cat crutch toy.
He's just eating one tiny half piece of kibble for dinner.
Some ailment. Every time he sits down, he has to lift one paw up.
But he's...
It hurts.
He's just grateful to be here.
And a tiny little cat Christmas tree.
Guys, this is actually making me sad, and it's supposed to be funny because I'm unstable.
Tiny little cat bowl of porridge.
Oh, so small.
Did either of you see Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and
I hate Will Ferrell.
Well, Kathleen didn't see it.
No,
she did not see it.
And I love him and also haven't seen it.
And Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg bought them a dog and they really didn't want to keep it. Will's like, what's his name? He goes, well, really on the, his name's Tumor.
Oh, God.
Can we keep Tumor, Daddy? Can we? Of course they keep Tumor.
Of course Aww. They
can't get rid of poor Tumor.
I love those movies where, like, the animal wins over the human. There's this, I think I may have talked about it on this podcast before, but there's a Paul Walker film that I didn't know existed until recently.
What's
and
that?
Now it's going to kill me. I'm going to look it up as I talk.
No, I think this was 15-minute morning show.
Oh, that I talked about
podcast.
It? Okay. Also a great podcast.
Ratatouille. That's a good one where the animal wins.
The animal does win. Man, that palate of his. God, I love that.
But there's a scene where Paul Walker is, he's like a caretaker at this church. And so he has this kind of creepy cabin that he lives in the woods.
Okay.
And
naturally.
Yeah. And he's, you know, getting it set up and it's sort of run down and he's fixing it. And there's a dog that all of a sudden shows up in the woods and he's barking at Paul Walker. And Paul Walker's like, go away, go away. And the dog's like, go away, go away. I want nothing to do with you. And they cut to the dog lying on his couch.
Oh,
like, yeah. It's called The Lazarus Project. It's actually a really good movie.
I've actually seen that title scrolling through the movie channels, but I've never stopped to watch.
Well, now you have to stop.
I liked it a lot. Paul Walker actually acts his ass off in that movie. Like, I'd never seen him really act before, because Fast and the Furious, like, he acts, but like
it's like the smoldering
but this he has to like think about his daughter and cry and stuff. He's very good. He's very good.
R.I.P.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk to you guys about today
finally
besides Tiny Tim is if there was a hidden camera in your house and everyone in America was watching it, what would they see?
Okay. Follow-up question before that is answered. What brings this to the table?
So I tweeted this yesterday. I see a nutritionist once a week, and I write down everything I eat, and I also write down where I am when I eat it and who I'm with. It's just like so she can look at my eating patterns and stuff. I'm trying to be healthier. And so we're sitting yesterday, and I just sit in silence while she goes through everything, and I see her eyebrows like cock every once in a while.
Oh, no.
But she's amazing. And she goes, so you had whiskey in the shower?
Oh, my God.
And I said, yes, I did.
Yes.
And she goes, okay, that sounds fun. And moved on to the next thing. So,
yay!
What would we see if we were watching your house?
Oh, my God. Did I see whiskey
in
the shower?
Oh, God.
You know how many people probably see a nutritionist and change those facts?
Yeah.
Like,
kudos to you.
Bethany Watson, bless you.
Thank you.
You are a rare bird, and I love it.
I like to think that I'm her most interesting or funny visit of the day, but probably not.
Like, she probably reads the people who have all good things with all, like, you know, quote unquote normal situations and think, oh, they're bull crapping me. And she reads yours and it's all honest and she goes, oh, she's bull crapping me.
There's no way.
No way.
She's, so you know HIPAA, the the patient privacy thing.
Yeah.
So it turns out we're going to be at an event together. Like, she's going to the same event I'm going to.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, you have to say hi to me at this event. She's like, oh, I will. And I said, actually, what I want you to do is I want to go up to you. I'm going to say hi. And I want you to go HIPAA and then walk away.
Oh,
from
my
me.
God.
And she said she's going to do it.
Nice. Shun me. Yeah. Shun me.
I'm very excited.
Oh, my God. You now have your nutritionist role playing with you.
I do. She's pretty great. So, Kathleen.
Oh, man.
What would we see if we looked into your apartment and you didn't know there were hidden cameras there?
Oh, it'd be like an episode of Hoarders. You'd be like, who is this girl sleeping on a pile of laundry on her bed?
Sounds warm.
It does sound warm.
I'm so boring. It would mainly be like me rotating from little piles of arts and crafts on the floor. Like, oh, let me finish this. Oh, let me finish this. Oh, let me finish this. Oh, a pizza's here. Okay.
What are your projects right now?
Decoupaging? I need to take all the wall nails out of a wall and repaint and, you know, finish chairs, refinishing some chairs. And
I really want to come over on announce.
It never happened. Oh, yeah, I would not let you in.
I believe that too.
Do you have any faux mercury glass going right now?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I
damn
don't.
It.
You know, I think if somebody were going to watch me and I knew that there was a camera in my place, I would probably put on like a full production of something.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like a musical medley.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do like, I would probably get some like red satin fabric and drape it and be like, okay, you guys, you ready for this? Come on, babe, why don't we? Oh, and then I'd like eat a sandwich and I'd be like, that was a good one. What should I do next?
It'd be like when, you know, in a movie where a woman wakes up, goes and does her full hair and makeup and then wakes up next to the guy so that he thinks that that's
I
how
love
she looks.
That. I love like that. Someone You're would, so pretty in the morning. Oh, yeah. I'm sure I look horrible.
Oh, I just look terrible. Like someone would tip you off.
Yeah, someone would tip me off. Well, there's that movie now. Tom Hanks is in it. It's called The Circle.
Yes, with Emma Watson.
Yeah, that's right. Emma Watson's in it. And it's about living with a camera inside of your house.
Oof.
Like The Truman Show.
Nope. Yeah, but the first time I saw The Truman Show, which we know is an older movie where, you know, he's being watched the whole time. He just doesn't know it.
Yeah.
I thought I was the weirdest human being on the planet because I'm like, this is how people act when no one watches them?
Yeah.
The same way as when someone watches them?
No.
Ah, crap. I'm in trouble.
That show was big when I was probably like 8 or 10 when it came out, and the neighborhood kids and I, we would play Truman Show.
Really?
We would like, that was like how we played house. Like we would play the Truman Show.
Oh, that's very forward thinking.
That's entertaining.
Of you.
I like this.
Hi, Danielle. Danielle just got in. Sam, what would we see in your house? I feel like we'd see a lot of nude yoga.
I mean, I'm not the most.
I never thought about that before.
Yeah, I think Sam does a lot of nude yoga.
I don't like bras or pants in general, but because of society, which I'm working on, I have to wear them in public.
No, you don't. So, no, Sam, you don't.
How many times do we have to tell you?
Don't let society dictate who you are.
Yeah, if you want to let those
all of
breasts
them.
Breast and butts sounds like a delicious balanced breakfast.
Booty buns.
They are great.
Breast and butts, now gluten free.
Lady bits.
You would see pants come off so quickly, and it's one of the favorite times of my day. And then I want to sit on the couch, but I have a roommate. It's not my couch. So out of respect, I have a blanket in my room that I bring out and I drape on my couch. Why I'm laughing is Sam's doing this sometimes still wearing her jacket without pants.
Nice.
And I'm
you
so
Donald
happy.
Duck it?
I Donald Duck it. And I'm so happy that it's no pants time that I'm often whistling. So now you could just, I'm not kidding. Now you could just see someone walk in. If the camera's in my hallway, you see me start unbuttoning my pants as I walk into my bedroom, come out 30 seconds later with my jacket, sans pants, with a blanket going like...
NBD here.
And you're whistling the Robin Hood theme song.
You know that.
You guys are made for each other.
The sexiest of the cartoons.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I whistle that all the time, often when I'm draping my blanket on my couch so I could sit without my pants.
Wait, why was Robin Hood sexy? A big bulge, cartoon bulge?
No, he's a fox.
He literally
and I don't
is
mean that as a pun,
dude. He is like, I would have sex with cartoon Robin Hood.
Well, I'm also picturing you like the girl in the movies who like just throws her boyfriend's flannel shirt on when she doesn't have anything else on.
Are you kidding? He's a horrible dresser. I will never wear any of his stuff.
Grab a bowl of cereal in the morning. And it's just like all fabric and two little legs coming out from underneath.
You think I'm much sexier than I really am when I'm not being watched. Like, look, okay, it is a sight.
Look how sexy Robin Hood is.
Guys, that is a fox.
No. Yes, he is. Thank you for understanding.
I thought you meant a fox isn't a hot guy. It's a little animal.
He's a little fox. Like, look how he's hot.
Also, the cartoon character actor that plays his voice. He's very also attractive.
Not wearing pants.
He's also not wearing pants.
His kinship is over there is what it is.
I do like hot. Man with a with some chest hair, so.
And a tail.
Well, it depends where that tail is.
He's got a big one. Look at that.
Wow, that is a big one. Hope he has a lady fox that can handle that tail.
He does.
I'm going to get a sign and call my apartment Nottingham Forest. Welcome to Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest.
I can't believe you've never had a crush on a cartoon character.
No.
Not even like people cartoon characters.
Maybe
come on,
like,
Prince Eric.
Yeah, I was just going to say Prince Eric.
He's pretty hot.
Yeah.
That man's hair, something else.
I'm the only one who thought that the Beast at the end of Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon, the animated, was hot. Everyone else thought he was ugly and way hotter as the Beast.
You liked him as the... He had the long hair and the bold eyebrows smoldering.
His nostrils were just super flared when he turned around.
He looked a little bit like a Viking.
Yeah.
That's how you liked him.
I know.
Yeah.
I think, did you guys see that meme that was kind of trending a few months ago? And it had Belle looking at him and she goes, Beast, is that you? And then it has the first view you see of his face and just a bunch of words. It says, Belle, what the f***? I worked so hard on that. I just changed right in front of you. Of course it's me. There were fireworks and everything.
Oh my God.
Like, wow, my childhood is ruined. Belle, what the f***? I just changed right in front of you. That was so hard. Was that you?
I can't get this smell of fried food out of my nose. And it's because I did something so depressing and sad last night.
Okay, why didn't you say this when we asked what we would see at your house?
Well, it didn't really happen at my house. So one of my best friends who lives in Hoboken with me, she's like, hey, let's get some dinner. And that's code for let's go drinking.
Okay.
And so I was like, hey, so I'm going to wear my sweatpants. Is that okay with you? So we went to the neighborhood bar and I wore my sweatpants. And then I got home and I was really tired and I was like, I'm already in comfortable clothes. I might as well just go to sleep. And they must have been cooking something in the bar, and I went to sleep in a nest of fried, smelly sweatpants.
What did you dream of?
I don't know. I'm so disgusting. I hate myself.
Now your sheets smell like fried food.
Yeah, and my husband wasn't home. I never would have done this had he been home because I wouldn't make him sleep next to a smelly fried food girl.
There's some dudes wonderful. That's their dream girl.
That's true.
There's
that's
one true. Sitting right next to you. Hi, how are you? Can I smell your fried?
That's what someone would see if they had a camera in my house. The game would be, how many sweatshirts can she put on before she falls asleep?
That's right. You're one of those rare people who put more clothes on to go to sleep.
I don't know why you guys sleep naked. What if there's a fire?
Well, and the show's about to start. If there's a fire.
Have we not talked about emergency kimonos?
Come on now.
I mean, that's true.
Kathleen.
That's true.
Have I learned nothing?
You learned nothing.
I'm just going to wrap my blanket. I'm just going to grab and roll out of bed so that the blanket's around me like some kind of dress.
Yeah.
And then run.
I imagine at Bethany's house, too, you would see a lot of dress up.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just put on this ball gown and eat my spaghetti for a second, too.
Yeah, well, I had to take a phone call that I was very nervous to take a couple days ago, so I went into my bedroom. I put on red high heels and red lipstick, but I was also just wearing pajamas.
Hell yeah.
So I sauntered out.
Hell yeah.
And took. But I have like a robe with feathers all around it, so I wear that a lot to like twirl, and then I have several kimonos. I have like a kimono per day, different one.
You have to.
As I keep telling my niece, a lady must always have something to put on when the cops come to the door.
And that is your
true.
Niece?
7.
All right.
8. 8.
Can never teach them too early.
No. Get her a kimono. I haven't bought her a birthday present yet because I'm terrible.
For the cops.
My niece the other day made the most. She's like finally figured out exactly what's different between men and women. She goes, there's a difference between my mom and my dad. My mom doesn't have a hairy belly button.
Oh my God. Boy, would I disappoint her.
Okay, well, at least you're starting to see the differences in the sexes.
Doesn't have a hairy belly button.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to go around and say what we learned this week because the big show starts.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
A few minutes.
That thing isn't out of my throat yet. When you wake up, it's still there. All right. Keep going.
Oh my God. I would listen to a whole album of this.
It sounds like the beast changing.
It's a little bit relaxing. Oh my goodness. Guys, she
it sounds like a didgeridoo.
Bethany
almost.
Is taking her mouth and then her throat to the microphone. So we're hearing from inside her body.
You just went inside me.
And I would gladly do it again.
Mom, don't listen to that part.
Does anyone else want a cigarette? Just me.
Was your first time good? Your
what
first time
did
good.
You learn this week?
What did you learn this week? I'm hungry. Hold on a second. Can we take this part out where none of us know?
No.
Okay.
I'll go in.
I'm
absolutely
void of educational
not.
Value.
No, this is real. We're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
I learned that you can never kick some vices and that's okay. I've always been a sugar drinker.
Yeah.
Like growing up, I just loved to drink my sugar. And I thought I got rid of it.
You're
I
sweet.
Thought, and this morning I find Mucho Mango Fruit Juice Cocktail Arizona Iced Tea Vitamin C Fortified in my hand. And it is the best. Like I heard the Hallelujah Chorus as I took my first sip this morning.
How many grams of sugar are in it?
Good question. I don't know. Let's see. 100 calories per can. There's
that's not
three
bad.
In a can.
Oh.
25 grams of sugar.
So per, times three.
But
so
the good 75 news is it's 100% natural.
100% natural. 75 grams of sugar. And she chugs it. It's the size of a 40.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the size of a 40. Can we play, what is that game people play in college? Edward 40 hands.
Yes!
I want you to do that with two of those mango drinks.
You will never see a happier person that has to pee, ever.
Or you go into immediate diabetic shock.
With a smile.
That's
I love
true.
This. So I am going to go to my grave probably with some kind of fruity drink.
That's all right. It makes you happy. It sparks joy.
I accept
do it.
Accept it.
I learned this week that sometimes it feels really good to just be blatantly honest. If someone mm-hmm. is really rude on social media mm-hmm. or email and they're and it's not about me, like I won't defend myself, but I'll defend my friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if someone's mean about a friend, like I'll try to eloquently tell them to go to hell.
Yeah.
But last night someone said something mean about a friend and I just wrote, "You're an
nice."
And it felt so good. It felt so
I'm
good.
I'm not passing judgment. I'm just stating a fact. So do with it what you will.
Sometimes it's okay to just be honest.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You don't have to be a diplomat about it.
Also, we're going to talk later about something you called me. No, I'm kidding. I like that.
And Kathleen, did you learn anything this week?
Sure, I learned.
Sure, I did.
It's more of a life tip. Okay. The best way to heat up a piece of pizza is not in the microwave.
How
Where?
Is it?
You put it on a frying pan. You heat the frying pan up and
you
it makes the crust still crispy on the bottom. It doesn't get soggy. You put the piece of pizza in the frying pan, turn the frying pan on, and let it heat up that way.
Do you put like butter in the frying pan?
No.
Could I put butter in the frying pan?
You could put butter in the frying pan.
And more cheese, yes.
Yes.
You could put
yes.
your mango drink in the frying pan.
Say, what is the policy on guac in the frying pan before
there's,
pizza?
There's yeah. no such policy.
Open your pizza.
That sounds on delicious, Kathleen.
On the stove.
That's a great tip. Thank you, Kathleen.
Your weekly grandma here.
Okay. Twitter, Acquired Podcast. Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
World Wide Web.
Acquired Taste Podcast.
AcquiredTastePodcast.com.
And then on Facebook.
iTunes.
iTunes. Rate, subscribe, comment. 5 stars, please, unless you don't like us, in which case, just don't worry about commenting or leaving any stars.
We don't exist.
Yeah.
If you don't like us, send us a pizza.
and we'll be back. Like, not live, obviously, but, you know, in
the
same,
are,
in the same week. And don't forget to have a kimono, because a lady must always have something to answer the door when the cops come.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in 3 delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.